Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is January 27th, 2025, and here are our top stories. 3D transformation, DeepSeek's breakthrough, optimistic AI, AI in banking. 3D transformation. Tencent's researchers have unveiled Hunyuan 3D version 2.0, an open-source system designed to generate textured, three-dimensional models from photos. This updated version includes two main components: Hunyuan 3D DIT, which is responsible for creating the three-dimensional shapes, and Hunyuan 3D Paint, tasked with generating textures. Hunyuan 3D DIT is a new diffusion transformer model that identifies and compactly represents the essential forms of a three-dimensional object. Meanwhile, Hunyuan 3D Paint uses details like surface orientations and positions to produce textures. Tests show Hunyuan 3D 2.0 outperforming all other comparison models in quality and likeness to input images. Additionally, the web-based Hunyuan 3D Studio offers tools for three-dimensional production. DeepSeek's breakthrough. DeepSeek, a Chinese AI startup, is making waves with its latest model, DeepSeek V3. Benchmarks show it outperforming leading proprietary models like GPT-4o and Claude 3.5, despite being developed at a fraction of the cost. Founded in May 2023, DeepSeek is funded entirely by the quant hedge fund Highflyer and focuses on fundamental AI research, aiming to develop an artificial general intelligence that would be open source. The success of DeepSeek has garnered industry recognition but also criticism, due to suspected use of synthetic data from Western models for training and government censorship typical of Chinese language models. Optimistic AI. Reid Hoffman's latest book, Super Agency: What Could Possibly Go Right with Our AI Future, explores the positive potential of AI in expanding human capabilities. Hoffman, the co-founder of LinkedIn, argues that AI can enhance our knowledge, improve job quality, and elevate our overall quality of life. However, he doesn't shy away from acknowledging the risks involved. His approach centers on smart risk-taking rather than unbridled optimism. By advocating for iterative deployment, he stresses the importance of integrating AI tools into everyday life and refining them based on user feedback. Hoffman champions innovation as a pathway to safety, emphasizing the need for intelligent regulation to enable progress while addressing societal concerns. AI in banking. Goldman Sachs is forging ahead with the GS AI Assistant, testing the future of work with artificial intelligence. This AI is designed to assist employees, raising questions about the long-term security of jobs. In initial tests, around 10,000 employees are benefiting from the AI's help with routine tasks like summarizing emails, proofreading, and translating programming code. According to Marco Argenti, the company's CIO, the goal is for AI to eventually handle human-like tasks, even acting independently on behalf of employees. This aligns with a broader industry trend seen in JP Morgan and Morgan Stanley, emphasizing AI to ease workloads. However, predictions from Bloomberg suggest that AI could lead to the elimination of up to 200,000 jobs in investment banking over the coming years, particularly in repetitive roles. As expectations for AI in banking soar, concerns about job security and trust in AI persist. Goldman aims for AI that can self-monitor and improve, yet previous incidents of data breaches raise reliability questions. Argenti envisions AI blurring the lines between humans and machines, but whether it will be seen as a support or a substitute remains to be seen. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.